We have the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. And this is letter number 1572. Baruch Hashem, dated the 23rd day of Iyar, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says that you added in your letter this, that you separate every week and week. In other words, they separated some tzedakah on a weekly basis. So he added it to the letter. And the Rebbe says that there was instituted, Usha instituted, that one who even wants to give generously should not give more than 20%, more than a fifth. So he should not give more than 20% tzedakah. Although the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe, he writes that as far as tzedakah in our days, as he explains over there, the Rebbe is telling this person that also there needs to be, even in this, there needs to be some limitations. The Rebbe doesn't want that person to give everything away for the tzedakah. The Rebbe says, it's hard for me to write about this more specific because I don't know the basis for your conduct. Apparently that person was separating a lot more from his earnings than what is required. The Rebbe says it's hard for me to respond. I don't know on what you're basing it. Maybe he gave the Rebbe 80% of his earnings or whatever he left himself. I'm not sure. I'm just throwing that in, but I don't know. The Rebbe says, generally, the idea of tzedakah is a great thing. There's nothing greater, nothing better above that. And also the benefit physically and spiritually. But yet, you need to once again to consider, really reflect in the amount of monies that you send every week, you know, reflect that. I already have passed along through Rab Chaim Mordechai Isaac Sheyichya, the Chadakov, that was the Rebbe's secretary, that the point in everything that I speak to you, every time that you're here, is to bring about a widening of the vessel. Become a little, you know, to a bigger picture, you know, that they should understand, and they should look on yourself, not as a recipient or a support to someone, but you have to look at yourself as a representative and a shaliach of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and therefore you have to fulfill your shlichus, and you have the strength for this. It is certain that the intent of my father-in-law was to turn that city around, to make it into a Hasidic city, as self-understood, slowly but surely. And like all matters of Kedusha, as it says, La'at, la'at, agarshenu miponecha, slowly I will chase them away from you, as the Pasuk referenced. And what comes out from this is that when you have an opportunity, and you have a friendship, acquaintances through someone, or even directly, so you have to look on that individual, and on that matter, on those in it, that they're only a sort of a medicine, so that it should increase the group of people, your acquaintances. And therefore, so each person should be like networking. So bring you somebody else to increase the group of people. And therefore, you are able to use to influence and to another group of people, and therefore also to influence on the way of other people to strengthening Yiddishkeit, and in the end also to spreading out the teaching of Hasidus and its customs. And therefore, I was totally unsatisfied that after you had the possibility that you were acquainted with, doesn't say the name, and also that your influence was increased with him, and yet you're waiting for me to point you with a finger. And if you don't utilize it in something which Hashem opportunity gives to the person, at the end you lose it. As the sages tell us, Hashem did not create anything in the world in the vain. So you had an opportunity, go grab it. Don't let it go, that opportunity. You had somebody you can influence, you can increase your group, go ahead and do it. The Rebbe says, to prolong in this is extra because I said to you already many, many times that you have the power, you have the ability, were given to you, and you have a very wide area to work. It's only lacking is your will, your desire, Rotzen, that you should sort of insist that you have to accomplish the wishes of my father and the Rebbe, and not to consider and to credence to all those obstacles, those block and obscure, that most of them are not even real, they're just imaginary. Because 99% of the opposition of the is only the fact that they know that you were afraid of them. Other than that, they're not really opposition. With blessing for receiving the Torah, with happiness in an inner, in a very true, wide way.